techniques that can help you get Love rid of your pain without the use of harmful drugs or surgery. That's No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Stein. Tuesday mornings at 11, right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Regular listeners to Peter Bruno's long-running daily radio show, Managing Your Money, know about his original form of research analysis called psychoanalysis. This unique system, designed to watch and analyze stock market movement behavior in advance, has guided listeners and clients safely from the market high in the 14,000 area 2 years ago all the way down to the previous lows below the Dow 6500, just as he protected his clients from the crash of 1987 and again in 2008. If you're not getting the same quality advice from your financial advisor, it's time you called Peter Bruno. Toll free anytime. Consider opening your personalized managed account or find out about the next free 90-minute seminar. The number is 1-800-592-5578. 592-5578. Call Peter Bruno anytime, 24-7. 1-800-592-5578. Benefit from the research that has forecast in advance two crashes. Peter Bruno, call today. 1-800-592-5578.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holler.
The things I did to just not feel the pain, like drinking myself slowly down the drain. Couldn't quit. I never thought that I would see the day. I'd hit my knees and I would start to pray. Suddenly I felt the spark that picked me up and led me from the dark. Could it be God? Tired of hurting, tired of all the bridges burning, surrender was the only way to win.
Another Sunday night, another Rockers in Recovery. I'm John Hollis. Welcome to the show. And Happy New Year to everybody. It's the first time I've been back on the air since the New Year's. And I've been globetrotting and up north and down south and all around. And get to be a part of a family today and be a member of a family. You know, we lost our father just before Christmas, and I had to go out and spend the time with the family and go through the process of being there and being a member of my family today. And, you know, something, I get to do that because I'm sober and I'm clean one day at a time. And, you know, when you think about all of the things, I know the first thing that hit me as I was going through the beginning stages of the grieving process, which I believe will always be there to a certain extent. Maybe I'm wrong, but I can tell you that my first thoughts were, of course, all of the negative things I ever said, did, done, and there was a ton of them. But one of the things that I found out was, I remember my old man saying to me years ago, I wish that the only thing I wish for is that my three sons could sit in a room without wanting to kill each other. And we were able to do that, and we were able to do that with dignity, respect, and love towards each other. And that was an amazing thing. And I know that he smiled upon us while we were doing it. So I want to give a shout out to both my brothers, Mike and Joe, and let them know that they're loved. And I am going to tell you about the headlining Ricky Bird. Ricky Bird is formerly of Joan Jett and the Black Arts. And, of course, Ricky Bird is going to be down here on Saturday, February 12, 2011. He's going to be jamming out with us over at the Seaside Inn. It's an all-day free concert. Also scheduled to perform are Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Thrown Alive, and Keep Coming Back. We also have some special guests that are going to be coming with Ricky. And we're going to hear more about that, of course, when we get Ricky on the show over the next couple of weeks. He'll be telling us all about his special guests from the area that will, you know, of course, be a part of the show. Love of Recovery free concert. Yeah. Featuring Ricky Bird, formerly of Joan Jett and the Black Hearts. You can visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com for more information. Of course, we are not a glum lot. We like to have fun, and we can have fun without using. And that's what this is all about. To show the newcomer, this free concert is there to be able to show you that you don't have to use. You can go out there and have some fun and hang out with us and have a good day with love, respect, and tolerance for all. And, of course, we are going to go right now to one of Ricky's songs that he performed with Joan Jett and Black Arch. Let's do that song, and then we'll come back to the show.
Thank you.
remember that. I know I remember some of it. Of course, you know how that works. Sometimes I remember. If there wasn't pictures from the 80s, I would have never believed I was there. Of course, there's some people in the studio tonight that probably feel the same way. Kevin from PA standing behind the glass. He's chicken. He doesn't want to talk about that stuff. It's okay, though. Hey, listen, great stuff happening. Let me tell you about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Have you heard? They're inducting Alice Cooper. Actually, pretty amazing stuff. Now, I got to tell you that this was just brought up, and I thought it was amazing, that Alice Cooper was, back in the 70s, was banned from England, was not allowed to play anywhere in England, and was not allowed to be played on the radio. So I'm very glad to see he's inducted. And, of course, his sideshow. The sideshow is the best. So, of course, we have some other ones. Neil Diamond. Go figure. Neil. I remember Neil falling off a stage. I think it was somewhere in the 70s. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was the Last Waltz. If you didn't fall off the stage, you should have, but that's okay. We also have Dr. John, part of the Last Waltz, too. What else do we have? Let me see here. Tom Waits. Tom Waits is going to be there. Joe Holtzman. And of course, Leon Russell. Go figure. They're just some of the many that have been inducted. We're looking forward to a great show tonight. We have Rhetoric in with us. And, of course, Rhetoric has been like the Rockers in Recovery house band. You know, wherever we go, Rhetoric goes. And wherever Rhetoric goes, we go. So Rhetoric, of course, is going to be playing as the opening act for our event on the beach at the Seaside Inn, Saturday, February 12th. And it's going to be starting at 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., and Rhetoric will be kicking that off for us. So we're looking forward to having the whole band in, and Rocket, of course, Dread, and Johnny the Drummer will be here, and they're going to be talking to us about their new release. They got a new CD that they released. And barring some of the F words that we have to blank out, we are going to play that for you tonight. And, of course, the FCC will be happy with that beep. Correct, Chris?
As long as I beep it, yeah.
Well, hey, listen, a couple of, you know, F-bombs, you know, would be okay, right, Chris?
No.
I didn't think so.
No. There's some of the things that gets beeped out in this studio, I think we get away with enough not beeping.
Yeah, this is true. But the good news is it's a great, great MP3 download for you. And you can go to rhetoricgroove.com and check out their information there. And also listen to the whole CD right now and check it all out. Of course, Rocket's going to tell you more about that, I'm sure. You know, Rocket's a promoter. He loves to promote his music, which I don't blame him. It's great music, so I'm looking forward to having him in here with us. Another thing we're going to talk about later on tonight, if I can twist the arm of Kevin from PA, is sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And you may just need music. See, a study has been shown recently that music triggers the same pleasure reward system in the brain as food, sex, and illicit drugs. So according to Canadian researchers who have been peering into the minds of music lovers, they've discovered the feel-good neurotransmitter dopamine is released when people listen to their favorite music. Pretty cool stuff. We're going to talk more about that later on. Probably in the second hour from 10 to 11, we'll look forward to having our buddy Kevin PA in here. So we're going to go out to our first break. I want to thank you all for tuning in, being a part of Rockers in Recovery. Hang tight. We're going to go to a commercial break. That's what pays for us being here. And we ask you to hang tight.
The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. the Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
All Florida Bail Laws, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Laws has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bail Laws very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Laws. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burke. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Roadblocks, Rhetoric, Rhoda Lott, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briney Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
Day because the last one didn't burn right. So they're taking care of that right now so that way we can get their music on, we can play that and have some fun. This thing about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, you may just need the music study. It's pretty cool, actually. I like this. That means that, you know, I can actually have dopamine running through me in high decibels and have that same warm, fuzzy feeling that I used to get when I was hanging out with Kevin PA down in Miami, which was not good. There was nothing good about that trip. But we'll tell you more about that, especially the transvestite. But, you know, we won't talk about that. Like, you know, yeah, it was pretty wild. Well, listen, we got Rocket in the room. We got Johnny, the drummer, in the room. Guys, take a seat. What's happening with your new album?
Can we go back to talking about the sex and rock and roll thing?
Actually, we were going to talk about that in a minute.
New album.
What's happening with your new CD?
Demo's done. Self-titled. It's amazing. Getting a lot of good responses.
No, that was from Richie Supa. Amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
But this is good, though, right?
Oh, yeah. This is great. It's fantastic. It was a lot of fun doing it. We get to work with some amazing, amazing people. And we're excited. We're very excited.
Well, let me ask the stable one of the group. Johnny?
Oh, hey. Hey, what's up?
What's happening? What do you think? What do you think of the album?
Love it. Incredible. I mean, the people we got to work with, like Rocket said, were just like, they were all about the music. That, I mean, it was such a different vibe with them enjoying it. You know, they wanted to put so much more into it because they were enjoying the music, and it made such a difference, and you can hear it in the demo.
Hmm.
You can hear it.
So how long did the whole process take for you?
Believe it or not, it went super quick. We tracked everything in 3 days.
Mm.
I know JP's amazing on the drums, got everything done in 1 day. Then Dredd came aboard the next day, did all the bass lines, and I did the guitar in 1 day, and the vocals, the mix took 2, and psyched.
You know, it's amazing. The Dreadmeister, every time I see the Dreadmeister, he's either got a camera in his hand or a video camera in his hand. And we are going video tonight, I guess.
Live.
History in the making.
Dredd comes walking in. He's got a tripod and a camera. I said, okay, we'll be on YouTube later on tonight, I can see. It's all good. So how you been, Dredd?
Hey, everything's been fantastic, you know. New Year's. New resolution. The band is full power right now.
Yeah.
You know, so first of all, I would like to thank the fans, logically, the listeners, you, our great friend, you know, your wife. You know, you always say hi to my wife, and I always forget, so I'm saying hi to your wife right now, because I bet you forget.
Please say hi to my wife, because I had a hard time with her. After 17 years. After 17 years. Matter of fact, just call her up in the morning and say, hey, how you doing? It'll save me.
Most definitely. But hey, coming back to the what we were talking about, that has been fantastic going on to the in the studio. You know, fantastic people, amazing Gary Vandy, you know, the people in the Studio Center Miami, they really doing a great, great, great job. And logically, we are fantastic, man.
We shredded everything.
We shredded everything.
Everything that place, man. Nobody could have held back, you know. So it was a great experience. Everybody loved it.
So you know, if you've been living under a rock and you haven't heard, I'm going to tell you now that Rhetoric will be opening up our first annual rock and roll extravaganza on Saturday, February 12, 2011, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. And, of course, the band of my choice will be opening up, and it's going to be you guys.
Nice.
So
yeah.
We're looking forward to having you guys. I'll bang out some lovely tunes. What do you think of the event?
Amazing. Ricky Bird, I mean, he's been there, you know what I mean? And
amazing guy.
Went through the ringer like all of us and understands, you know, that music doesn't just go away, you know?
Yeah, and it's funny because Ricky's one of those people that will tell you, hey, listen, no kidding. You know, you can have fun. You can still play. If you're a musician, you don't have to stop. You might have to give it some time, but overall, you don't have to give up your profession.
That's right. It took me some time to come back, you know, about 3-4 years after I got clean before I even thought about starting to make music again. It takes time.
Did you find getting back into it, it took you a little while, or was it like riding a bike, you just got on and started going?
No, I grew as a musician again. You know, my train of thought, everything was different, you know. And I grew, and I'm still growing every day as a musician, as a human being, the whole nine. So, yeah, my abilities changed as I got clean.
Absolutely. And now we're doing close-ups, too.
Nice. Beautiful. I like close-ups.
You never know where Dredd's going to go with that thing.
So you got Dredd. He Dredd just went on. Why don't you
just took me out of the picture.
I like close-ups depending on the kind of movie.
That's all right.
He looked good on camera.
I beg to differ.
we'll find out later on you know how many hits that gets on YouTube.
Come on, people, vote for Dredd. You know, go on our website www.rhetoricgroove.com. Dredd in the house. You know.
Did he say groove?
Groove.
Oh, okay, groove.
Translation, Brazilian translation. It's groove.
I love this place. So, you know, you're coming up on a year. You should have a year now, right?
Yes, I actually do. I do have a year and almost 2 months. So, being almost 14 months, sober has been very good. You know, is a very drastically transition, but all the fruits that I'm collecting right now, it's unbelievable. You know, so we are very tight as a group, as a friends, and as a family. You know, because we became a family. You know, and then we all support each other. You know what I mean? It's like, man, Rocket, man, I call him, hey, Rocket, I got this. You know what I mean? He's like, hey, hanging tight, brother. You know. We all like that. We all very, you know, brotherhood. So that keep me, you know, striving for more. You know what I mean? Be very, you know, try to create the foundation in it and grow with my brothers, you know. So it's been great, you know. It's been a great transition, and I'm seeing life clearly.
Are we talking about abstinence from drinking and necrophilia?
They're dying to meet Dredd.
No comment on that one. I don't even know what to say.
Where does that come from?
Wow.
Where does that come from? I think the Rock is disclosing us for a step on the air.
The four-step show?
Let's start at the very beginning.
I hear lots of them in meetings.
The Trey and Seth Night in Miami.
God, another human being, and talk radio.
So, they say one person. How's 47,000?
There you go.
So let me ask you a question. Overall, when you start to consider all of the things that we've done in our past and all of the things that we shouldn't even be sitting here. I mean, you know, most people that are in a position like us and anybody in recovery is like us, doesn't mean that we're any better or any worse. When you're sitting here and you say to yourself, wow, pinch me, man, like, I can't get any better than this. And I go through that, man. I'm going through it right now. It's just like, wow, you know, this is so cool. My life, when they told me my first, like, 3 months or 6 months that I came in, and I was pissed off at the world. I hated everybody, man. I was an equal opportunity hater. So when I walked through the door and people were telling me, listen, John, you're just going to hang out long enough. Mad, glad, or sad, don't pick that first one up, no matter what. Do not pick up no matter what. And your life is going to be beyond your wildest dreams. When people told me that, I said that they're smoking crack in the bathroom at the meeting. That's what I said.
Yeah.
They're out of their minds because I didn't believe it. But faith grew over that time period. Have you found that everything that you're going through right now is like that whole process? Wow. Somebody pinch me. This is beyond my wildest dreams.
Yeah, just sitting in that music studio, man, and the size of that board and you know, just watching these guys go to work on our music was, it was so humbling and just like, wow. Mm. I mean, it's, you know, it's happening in front of me, you know, and the cool thing is I'm a part of it today.
Yeah, you show up to it.
I show up, you know, and that's... you know what, when I came back into the rooms the last time, this time when I stayed clean, I believed it. I believed it would be beyond my wildest dreams because I saw the other people living it, you know, and so I did believe it at the last time around.
You know, it's funny because I think I wanted to believe it. Deep down in my heart, I wanted to believe it. But there was that, you know, that dope fiend mentality, that junkie that kept talking to me as I was going through early recovery that said, you know, I gotta be that way. You know, I ain't even trying. You know, all of that garbage that goes through your head.
That's the easy way.
And here's the good news. You know, thank God for a sponsor. Thank God for the steps. Thank God for all of those things. Because normally people coming in the door, they're not skipping through the door saying, wow, I'm really glad I'm in the 12-step program today. You know what I mean? Let's go to rehab. You know what I mean? I didn't ever go through that. So, well, maybe a couple of times, especially when the police were chasing me.
I don't know. I just like to say thank God for God.
Because
I know that God got me here. I know God is in control of all of this. You know, and you know, this ain't a religious program, but definitely a spiritual one. And
well, yeah, and I believe that. I believe that we all come to understand whoever our higher power is for us personally. And you know, when we get to that point, you know, what we were talking about just a minute ago, the steps, the sponsor, a group, and getting involved. It doesn't matter what 12-step fellowship you're in.
Right.
In my opinion, you get in where you fit in, but get in somewhere because it's important that you get a sponsor, you get a group, and you get hooked up. Because eventually, I believe that your life, you know, starts to unfold in front of you, and you got to have blind faith. Anyway, listen, one of the things, and I'm sure you guys went through it, that you start to hit lows and you start to get a little depressed. Things aren't moving as fast as you want them to, and you have to kind of like sit back and have blind faith. And, you know, as you're talking about God, my higher power is in control today. I'm not going to go through the bulldozing lifestyle that I usually have. But I don't have to be using to be a bulldozer. You know, I can just jump on the bulldozer right now and just create havoc, and I don't have to be using to do that. So, but to let it all transform and become what it is, amazing stuff. Now, have you done that not only in your band life, but how about the other personal parts of your life, family and stuff like that? Because that's the toughest place, is with family.
Well, definitely. You know, because people with no program, you know, they always say, you know, everybody needs a 12-step program. Because you can see the character defects, you can see all that stuff in the people around you when you start, you know, you get that awareness from having work steps and having a sponsor and having the support group. And, you know, sometimes you wish you could just, like, kind of rub some of your program off on some other people in your personal life. But the beautiful thing is that I have a program in my life today, and it helps me deal with those issues better, you know.
Yeah, I try to rub it off on the old lady at least once a day.
Rub it out?
Your program or something else?
The program. The program. The FCC is listening. So we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to have more rhetoric. And here you go. This is some rhetoric. Is this correct? We got some rhetoric going on here?
Hey,
right. Well, yeah. Rhetoric song. And when we come back, after it's been beeped, there's only one beep at 244. We'll be back right after this message.
244 the beep.
Running up your side.
First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Rona Live, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briney Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
All Florida bail bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida bail bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida bail bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida bail bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
John Hollis, you're listening to Rockers in Recovery. Of course, you are listening on WNN 1470 AM right here locally in South Florida. You can also be listening to us on Facebook, Twitter, Blog Talk Radio, and, of course, the WNN streamer. And, of course, you can be listening worldwide. We want to welcome all of our listeners. May be listening on the streamers or may you be listening on the AM radio dial. Of course, we are in studio with Rhetoric. And Rhetoric is a band that has been hanging out with Rockers in Recovery for a few months now. We've been doing some gigs together, 12-Step Music Fest. Of course, we did the live event at the First Step Sober House. And we are getting ready to do, of course, the Seaside Inn and Rockers in Recovery's first rock and roll event. And it is going to be February the 12th of this year, 2011. Not last year, this year. Not 2012, this year, 2011. 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Rhetoric will be kicking off that show, and we're looking forward to having them play some of the music that you've just been hearing. And, of course, Rhetoric was just explaining to us, Rocket, of course, was explaining to us about his four-step and necrophilia.
Yeah, baby!
And he also...
He never complained.
He just... Nice.
Wow.
They don't eat much either.
It's awesome, dude. It's awesome.
Kelly, his old lady, just texted him, and I think she said she's dragging one in for him, so I don't know what the deal is with that, but, you know, more will be revealed.
Keep her warm.
Kelly? Oh, my God. The emails I'm going to get tonight.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there's some 12-step organization out there right now that deals with necrophilia.
Yeah, they're going to want to know where you get your bodies.
Powerless over bodies, and it makes their life unmanageable. I'm sure that I'm going to get something. So
can you hear the denial already? If I didn't get caught, I would, you know.
Listen. I thought everything was fine, and then she moved. That just ain't right. So let's on a serious tip, Rocket had told me at break that he had had like his own experience, his own spiritual experience while going through this process of like, no kidding, pinch me, life is beyond my wildest dreams. What happened in the studio?
You know, it's amazing. Here's the thing, you know, just like in the program, you can't do it on your own. You know, it's God, and God puts people in your life. And it's the same thing with this band. It's, if it wasn't for, you know, these two guys right here, you know, we wouldn't be where I'm at. And you talked about, like, wow, pinch me, you know. And this whole process, like everything that I've gone through this time in recovery has just been blowing my mind. And every time I think it can't get better, something more amazing happens. And like JP said, being in that studio, like that was an immense studio. Studio Center Miami is like the last rock and roll studio out there, and it's the kind of studio that like Aerosmith and these kind of guys would be in. And like to walk in there, and they got Rhetoric on the displays, you know. It was the January 1st when we went in there, so we kicked off the new year with this experience.
That's sweet.
And we, you know, and we flowed it. It flowed perfectly. So at the end of it, when it was all mixed and we were in the studio and we're going to hear it for the first time, and I'm sitting down at this SL-6000 board, which I don't know what that means, but that's like Star Trek stuff. You know what I mean? We could have been beamed anywhere in the universe right from that board.
No beaming. No more beaming.
And, you know, and I was actually, before you played the music, I kind of quieted myself. I live in gratitude. I don't take any credit for this, any of this, my recovery or anything.
Absolutely.
And he played the first track, and, like, I just was so overwhelmed. And you know, my sponsor taught me to seek experience through this process and everything that I do. And I had one sitting in that thing, and it was gratitude, and it was the thing that, you know, I don't belong here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm an alcoholic. I'm a crackhead. Mm-hmm. You know, I rip, run, and create madness and mayhem. You know, like, havoc.
Rhetoric.
You know, I'm just so blessed, and there's so many people to thank. You know, we have us three that put the band, you know, are the band, but then you have, you know, Kelly, my girl, and Adriana, Dred's girl, and Rachel, JP's girl, and
my girl.
And you, John, you know, you've helped us immensely. And Ready Ray with the Genesis Project, that's something you guys want to definitely check out.
Dred's got my girl.
Sounds like it now. You got her number, right? Did you say you want to say
that? Oh, another morning.
So, yeah, like the day after we put the CD up on the web for people to listen to, a sneak peek, and, you know, Ready Ray, who's a major artist down here in South Florida, is running this reality show called The Genesis Project, and he's bringing us right in, and he's been kind of watching what we're doing, and we're watching what he's doing, and it's a positive show about musicians and positive stuff. And, you know, we're working with some other people, Elio, who feeds the homeless. He works at my job, and we're working with him, and he's working with us, and it takes everybody to make this happen. It has nothing to do with us, really. We're just a small piece of this.
You're right, because I think, you know, when you start to look at the big picture, it was funny because there was an article that was written, it's up on our website right now, about all of the different components and about all of the different things that it took to get to where we're at today. And that means that all of the musicians, all of the people that have, you know, we've come in contact with over a third, you know, 3 years. This hour, we're actually going into our third year right now, and we just started our third year of broadcasting. And it's amazing because when you look back in the history, you know, where it started out from, and you're like, I wonder if this is going to work. And then the next thing you know, it unfolds in front of you, and blind faith through that whole process. You know, the bank account was reading zero a few times during this process, man. And you know, you just don't give up. You keep moving forward. And I'm sure when you start to see the end results, like you're saying, you see the labor, the fruits of your labor. The fruits of your labor come from, in my opinion, if you're doing the right thing and you're showing up and you're doing the best you possibly can, with you know, without any garbage behind it, it shows up in the fruits of your labor. And here it is. It's
absolutely
right. Most
definitely. You know, and the promises say if we work for them, and that doesn't mean just one thing. It's everything. You know, we
absolutely
work hard in the band, and you got to practice the principles in the band, because the hitman and myself centered fear is pride and ego. And, you know,
fear. That fear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fear. Fear, you know, fear drive you crazy, man.
You know,
is it good enough? Is it not good enough? Fear, fear, fear.
Some people would think that, you know, yeah, ego and music, you know, being live and playing live and doing CDs, and that's not the case, you know, because I don't take credit for it. So as long as I don't take credit for it, and I realize that without JP and Dread, there is no rhetoric, you know. There's just me and my pride and ego, you know what I mean? And same thing if they were, you know, so on and so forth. And without the people listening, you know, and our girls and Kelly and Rachel and Adriana. And
the bodies.
You know, we got Bobby on roadie. Bobby, our roadie, he's in recovery and sponsorless and really sick, and that makes me feel so grateful. And,
oh, I love it.
Threw him under the bus.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think he has a radio.
God's not even here, man. At least we try to keep whoever we're throwing under the bus to be in the room.
You know, we tried to credit a lot of people on the credits in the album, but, you know, it's obviously that's not possible. They only give you one small piece of paper to do it. But, you know, it takes it. We love everybody. Everybody that's listening to the show now and anybody that comes to the events. Like, it was packed in the projects over there at the first time, right?
It was packed. Like 75 people show up after 2 days of announcing it, which wasn't bad,
not
actually.
Bad at all. It was fun.
It was
a lot of fun.
But I don't think anybody wanted to drive in there.
You know, it's
sweet.
It was a little rough, man. It was a little rough of an area, let me tell you. Nobody wanted to drive their Porsche down into there, that's for sure.
Well, they were doing it before.
And giving the dude the keys, man. Come back, you know, come back in 8 hours.
Yeah.
I'll sit here.
80 hours later, and the police towing it up to your front door. So what we're going to do right now is, of course, we're going to play another Rhetoric song. And then we're going to go out, and then we're going to, of course, come back. I'm going to do the top of the hour break, and Rhetoric's going to hang out with us. You're going to stay around with us for another hour or something?
Yeah, man.
All right, cool. I got to do a little talking with Saban Morris, and she's going to be calling. She is with G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. And Shimon is going to be talking about their upcoming event, March 9th through the 11th, which is a holistic conference in regards to addiction. And it's going to be held at the DeVille Resort here in Miami. So we're going to talk to Shimon about that and what it's all about and what they're going to be doing there. And it's evidence-based modalities that they're going to be dealing with at the event. So it's going to be kind of cool. We're going to take about 10 minutes and talk about that in the second hour. In the meantime, let's go out and listen to a song.
Rhetoric for Life.
And what is the name of the song that we're listening to?
Are we going to listen to Stealing Chickens?
What's My Name?
What's My Name?
Okay.
What's My Name, baby? All right, we'll be back.
Your part. Yeah. Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of the station, staff, management, or sponsors.
Today and left your home to your kids, would they be able to pay their mortgage and yours? Well, that's what they're going to have to do until your estate has completed probate. And unless you have a revocable living trust, your estate is required to go through probate. If they can't make the payments, the bank will foreclose and the bank will own your home, not your kids. What to do? Call Andy Curtis today and let him create a revocable living trust for you. The cost, just $350 if you're single, $450 if you're married. And with each completed trust, you will get a gift certificate for $125 at Tropical Acres, South Florida's oldest and best steakhouse, plus a free living will. Call today at 1-877-ASK-ADAM. That's 1-877-275-2326. Tell them Steve Kane sent you.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Tune in for No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Sun, Tuesday mornings at 11, only on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.